Shabbos is going to be Shavasa B'Tammuz. We're heading now towards 3 weeks of Avelus on the Churban. Avelus on the Churban isn't only Avelus on the Churban, which happened in the past. By the Koldor, Shalinim Jabes Amigdash B'Yomov Kilu Nechrevo. We're being Misabel on the Churban, which we're still experiencing today. And more than that, every door, the further we get away from the Migdosh, there's a deterioration of Ruchnius more and more, and the Avelus Be'etzem has to grow, so to speak, more and more. The grow. Gives a mashal of the matzav of Klal Yisrael after the Churban. If we'll compare Klal Yisrael to a live being before the Churban, the spiritual force of life which existed in Klal Yisrael before the Churban was the essence of the chiyus of the life of Klal Yisrael. The Gro gives a mashal to Klal Yisrael our nimshal to a person who died. Churban Beis Hamikdash for Klal Yisrael was the death, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael. That which remained of Klal Yisrael after the Churban was like a goof without a neshama, like a dead body. And the Gro writes, and as time goes by, and as the Churban intensifies, Klal Yisrael's nimshal to a body that's being nirkav, losing its form, its tzura, v'meshach, the generations, as generations go on, Klal Yisrael will nimshal to dried bones that were left over. And the Gro writes, and by now, in his tkufa, which was a tkufa that had a Vilna Goyen in it, Klal Yisrael nimshal to the rekev of the atzomos, to the rekev that remains over from that which is left over from the atzomos of a dead person. Halach is kama v'kama, what we have today, remainder, so to speak, of the ruchnius compared to what really was. So be'etzem, our avelus isn't just on a matziv which had happened then, but it's the deterioration continuously, and every generation, as it's getting worse and worse, as we are further from the Mikdosh, there's a avelus on the churban of the ruchnius of where we're holding, because we don't have a Mikdosh. Together with the churban of the Mikdosh, came the horrific golus that we've experienced. So the past 1,950 years. Once we lost the Kach HaRuchni of the Mikdosh, ready open for the whole Toichicha. The whole Toichicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us this is going to happen. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a loving Father, gives a punishment, we have to realize and recognize that He's behind it. He's the one who gave it to us. And there's a purpose to the punishment. By being misabel properly, but properly doing our avoda of these 3 weeks, which intensifies at Rosh Chodesh Av, the 9 days, Shavu Shechal Bo even more, Erev Tisha B'Av has its own halachas, avelus, and then Tisha B'Av itself, we're like someone who his close relatives may say muta lefonov. That's why we have to sit on the ground as if we're sitting shiva. That's the strongest form of avelus we have in Tisha B'Av itself. the avoida of going through the avelus cannot limit itself just to keeping the halachas of the avelus. The hilchas avelus have a purpose to them, to bring us to be truly misabel on that which we lost, on all the destruction and all the pech we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. When a father gives a patch, we have to recognize and realize there's a purpose for the patch. To ignore the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the patch, to ignore his boinenus and the reasoning behind the patch, is defeating the purpose of that, what the reason why we got the patch. All the Jews are Zaydis, Elter Zaydis. All the Jews who suffered horrifically over the past 1,950 years in the horrible Golus that we've been through, unless we understand the lessons, we internalize the ideas of what we're supposed to understand, and understanding the Churban, understanding the Toichecha, if we'll understand it, then there was a purpose for all their suffering. If Chas V'Shalom, we'll just ignore it, we'll continue our lives, it's almost as if they suffered for nothing. A patch is given for a lesson to be learned. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, they sent in front of the Navi. Omar lehem, chizru b'tshuva. Omru lehi, they told the Navi, Eved shemochre rabbi, an Eved who is sold by his master. V'isho shigir shebaylo, klum yesh laze al ze klum. A woman who was divorced from her husband. What does she have with her husband anymore? Kachboch threw us out, divorced us. What do we have anymore with him? Omar Lohen told them the pasuk, "Eizeh sefer krisus imcha asher shilachtiyo." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I never gave you a get. I never divorced you." "Eizeh minoyshai asher macharti eschem lo." I sold you to any one of my creditors who was noisha in me, and therefore I gave you up. I gave you away. I never gave you up as my nation. Rather, hein ba'avoneseichem nimkartem u'bipishachem shulcho imchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I never gave you a divorce. I never cut my ties off from you. I never let you go. Gemara in Chagiga, Tachayom Beis, the Gemara tells a story how there was a tzeduki. It was a tzeduki, probably means a Christian in this case, probably changed because of maybe censors. Showed up Yosef Ben Chanina, he made him a motion, which Rabbi Yeshua, he told him, Amo da ajinu mori la api minei, klum takone yeshloi. A nation that its master turned away from it has any takona. Ach vilei, he motioned back to him, oid yodoi netu yorleinu. His hand is outstretched on us. Mar Shover asks, that's a posuk, oid yodoi netu yorleinu, leishov apa mimenu, it's a posuk by the Toichicha. So what's he, what was the kasha of this goy? What wasn't a kasha, what was, I would say, the cynicism, what was he shepherding with? And what's he answering him back by saying, oid yodoi netu yorleinu? You didn't tell me it's a posuk by the Toichicha. Adarabah, we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu's yodoi netu yorleinu of Toichicha. What's the special quality over here? The answer is, Beis Alevi explains, there's a posuk also in Yechezkel, how people came to Yechezkel, and there's no point in us doing tshuva anymore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave up on us. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, also referring to similar idea, the pasuk says over there, "Va'amartolem tol klal Yisrael asher lacherev lacherev asher larov larov." Each and every individual has exerted what's going to happen to him. He's going to be nerek v'cherev. He's going to die from hunger, etc., etc. Seemingly over there in the pasuk, the Beis Alevi points out the pasuk is coming to say how HaKadosh Baruch Hu still cherishes klal Yisrael. And he's putting them to cherev, to rov, to horrible punishments. We've seen it all. What's the nechama over here, so to speak? And what's the answer? I don't know to Yolene that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't machzer pon of mimenu. Beis Alevi explains a tremendous yesod, tremendous idea. The greatest rejection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Sholom, would have been if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just would have abandoned us and say, you're not the chosen nation anymore. But that didn't happen. And it's never going to happen. V'avos chaltosim menu lo'ilomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, ahavas oilom. Internal love. As Pasuk says, we'll never change. Adarabah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu just would have left us like the Tzduki made remes, Shov turned his face away from us, he let us go, if that would have been true, there wouldn't be a tachlis to a punishment. And we wouldn't be any different than any of the other nations. We wouldn't be designated for cherev, for ro'ov, for all the horrific holocausts that we've suffered for the past 1,950 years. From the etzem fact that we have to go through the purification process, so to speak, from the etzem fact that we're suffering, that there's a tachlis, you see that there's the odin is being miyaser us, obviously there's a tikkun, there's a purpose, there's that which is demanded from us. I'll try to explain it a bit better. How would you define ahava, love? On the most minimal level, I think I would define it maybe respecting, cherishing one's essence. What does it mean, I love you? You carry value. You, who you are, your value to me. I value your essence, that which you are, your existence. It's precious to me. The opposite is, I don't care about you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't drop his love to us by punishing us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just abandon us and get ended, and he left us open to whatever happens to us. No, there's a tachlis. There's a v'hashgoch ha-protis. There's a gilui v'hashgoch ha-oynish. Leishov oid yodoi netu yo'aleinu. The Tana answered that Christian who gave him a chetra that Kadosh Baruch Hu abandoned you. If Kadosh Baruch Hu would abandon us, what are we suffering? If we're not choshev anymore, so what's the point of our suffering? Adarab, we're suffering for a purpose. Moshel ma'adavar doime. It's a weak moshel, maybe you've heard it also before, but it says a lot. A man sees two children playing, and they go run after the ball into the street, and a car screeches to a halt. And thank God didn't hit them mamish by a few centimeters. The man who's observing goes over to one of the kids. He gives him a patch. Never ever run after a ball into the street again. Another kid, he ignored. He didn't give him a patch. The first kid was his son, who he cares about. The other kid, Nebach, he doesn't care about. He didn't give him the patch. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a patch, obviously, he cares. It's not just letting go. From the etzem fact that we're being punished, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cherishing our existence. What does it mean, cherishing our existence? He's expecting from us, from the guy out there who lives with his fatamte tuma, and he has a garnished of shaychus to spirituality. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not expecting from him. He doesn't patch him. He doesn't put him in place. That's the absolute opposite of ahava to the guy. The cherishing of existence, the respect of an existence, adarabe, comes through with an oynish as much as with a kiss. Kadosh Baruch Hu cares. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just let the Jewish nation go hefker. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just let the Jewish nation become another nation like all the other nations of the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu won't let it happen because he cares for us. He loves us. He won't let the Zionists create a state, Kichol Hagoyim Beis Yisrael, and everything should just, there should be another one of the union of the nations, another nation from other nations. This is going to be a nation which is going to be the center of criticism, ridicule, hatred, anti-Semitism, etc. Recognize you have a purpose. I won't let you just assimilate between the nations of the world and just become another nation. I cherish your existence. That's a gili of ahava. There's a gili of ahava, of a cherishing of an existence, showing a chashivus, irrespective of one's an existence, could come through in a patch as well. You have what I'm saying? A kiss is a gili of ahava. What does that mean? I cherish your existence. A patch to one over another also is, your existence demands my attention. In this case, your choshev, there's that which is expected from you. Rosh Yeshiva comes down on two bachur. One bachur, he tells him off, okay, it's gefarlach. He's anyway leaving at the end of the year. The other bachur, he sees tremendous potential. He gives him in tatas tatarain, as they say. He gives him over the head. He expects from him, demands from him, shape up, change. Where's there a true ahava more? The bachur who imam shakes to the core. Not the bachur's anyway. He'll be gone by the end of the year. Rosh Yeshiva doesn't expect much from him. So good. Another chavrusa till the end of this month. Another chavrusa till the end of this month. He's not shaking his essence, his being. He's not pounding down on him, expecting a change. He doesn't expect his shaykh to change. No, so Zayin is saying. Another bachur Rosh Yeshiva comes down on. Why? He expects from him. He cherishes his existence. You have potential. You're able to get somewhere. So go ahead and do something with yourself. That's a gilui of ahava. Respect to the person's yecholus. On a national level, there's respect. That was the demand for us. 6 million Yidden didn't just suffer stam. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't expect any, doesn't expect kimat nothing from the Amalek and the Germans. What they have, what they don't have. Kulai v'ulai. But a Yid, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from a Yid, cherishes a Yid. He'll put him through horrific Yisurim to get out from him that which has to be gotten out. To elevate us as a nation, don't just be Kichol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael. You're not just another nation. There's so much which is expected of you. You're capable of so much. Get there. You need a pachayin, pachayin, as painful as it might be, but get somewhere. There's that which is expected of us. That's the gili of ahava that comes through the churban. Through recognizing and realizing all that we've suffered. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants something from us. He expects us. He believes in our potential. Ad hayoyim. The greatest raya that he believes in our potential is that he's still putting us through Yisurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't believe in our capability and our potential, he wouldn't continue putting us through Yisurim. Because he believes in us, therefore he's putting his demands on us, and that's the Yesoida Yesoidus of all the suffering of Klal Yisrael. And that's the reason why when the Oyev, the enemy, came into Kodesh HaKodoshim, Chazal tell us that they saw the Kruvim were embracing each other. The famous question is asked. Chazal teach us that the Kruvim on top of the urn, HaKodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, were b'neis. They were always standing in the matzav the way Klal Yisrael were. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, that they were had shoku, they had nothing else but Torah v'avoda, learning Torah, worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pneim ishalachi. They were facing each other. Bizman of Shlomo HaMelech, Klal Yisrael were not strong, they were an ideal matzav, but it wasn't mamish the ideal of the Midbar. The pasuk says pneim ala bois. They were facing each other, but not weren't face to face. At the time of the Churban, when the enemy came in to Kodesh HaKodoshim, he found the Kruvim embracing each other. At the time of punishment, at the time of destruction, that was the greatest gili of Ahava. Out of love to Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't let Klal Yisrael just continue to sink. I gave them Bechiru Chavshis, but I'll keep them in place by punishing them. Every yochid, every individual has to use these weeks of understanding the tafkid of a Jew, being misboinen, learn eicha, learn medrash eicha, go through the kinnis, come to Tisha B'Av prepared, prepare yourselves. For, during the 3 weeks, it's a tkufa of his boinenus, understanding what it means to be Jewish, what's expected from us, and why have we suffered so much. What's expected of us? Don't just go through the motions of Avelus of the 3 weeks, 9 days, Shavua Shechal Boi, Erev Tishbav, without it penetrating you to the depth of your essence, to understand who you are, what's expected of us. That reason, the Rosh Yeshiva Tisha B'Av says kinnis with his tzibur and speaks for 4 or 5 hours. Going through the kinnis, understanding the kinnis. To understand what we have to perfect, what we have to become better in. And how understanding all that happened to Klal Yisrael, what it means to us in a practical way, how we have to uplift ourselves and live lives of Kedusha, lives, Jewish lives, lives full of Kedusha, lives full of purpose, to live up to the Tachlis, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, that we have the potential, have the capability. And therefore He put His demands on us. Well, maybe we be zoiche to fully appreciate our koiches as yechidim, as part of such a wonderful nation, to live up to our proper tachlis, what we could live up to, and we should be zoiche together with Klal Yisrael as a nation to see the Gula Shleima. We should be zoiche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be megale his malchus back to us, and should be moilech aleinu, bring us back to Beis HaMikdash with his galus HaShechina. From here be Yomeinu, Amen.